Hello.
Hi, this is Abigail calling from Family First Care. Am I speaking with Kiara?
This is she.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. How can I help you?
Okay, good. I'm calling in regards to Kim Hopkins. I see her assigned caregiver. And
yeah.
You had an assessment with the service coordinator yesterday, correct?
Yeah, they did all that. But I used to work for you guys. Until she got it, went into the hospital. So what's going on?
So you're not going to be her caregiver anymore?
No, I am her caregiver. I'm saying that I was already in the system with you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we were with you.
I know. Right. So now that she came out, she needs to get a new, she needs to get a waiver. She needs to get approved by the county. But what happened at the assessment yesterday? Did you discuss hours?
No. I told them that I can only do 11 overnight at the moment.
But did they give you an amount of hours that she would be approved for?
No, they didn't give me none of that yet. No, I didn't hear about none of that yet.
Okay, so what did you discuss by your assessment, by the assessment?
I wasn't there for the assessment. That's why I don't understand. I wasn't there for that.
Oh, okay, fine. Would you be able to reach out to Kim? Because when my coworker spoke with her yesterday, she said she doesn't want to speak with us until she was approved for the hours. The only way to move things forward is to speak with the patient or someone who can get in touch with her so that we can get her a waiver to get the services started. I don't want to aggravate her, but...
Yeah, ever since she got the hospital girl, that's just, I don't know what's going on. She's been a little bit more irritable now. I'll give you a call. Well, I'm at my first job, so I will have to give y'all a call back once I leave here. I'll give her a call and tell her to call y'all so she can speak to them because I don't know what they said. Again, I have another job, honey. I couldn't wait around for her to get out of the hospital.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I would also need a call in with her to Maximus to find out if she has everything or she needs to send in new documents to be approved. So if she can call me so we can call in together, that would be great.
Yeah, because I was about to say, I'm just the caregiver. That's the insurance in you that need to be talking, right? I'm only the caregiver. I don't got too much to do with none of the business aspect of it.
I know, but in order for you to get the services with her, we're going to need to have someone to get in touch with.
No,
so
I get
if it's it, not
but
her,
I'm not
yeah.
her. I just take care of her. I'm not the power of attorney. I'm not none of that. That's my mom. I will give her
yeah,
a call. Yeah, I don't. All I do is take care of her. So all this is above my pay raise. Y'all don't pay me enough to be doing all this. So I'll tell them to call you, and then you two can handle that. And whenever whenever it is I get approved for these hours, then we can start talking. But other than that, you got to talk to
my mom. Is your mom Krendel?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll call her, and I'll find out.
She's her power of attorney. She's her mouthpiece. So that's the person you talk to.
Fine, amazing.
All right, goodbye.